News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. For the time being, there are no new restrictions on e-cigarettes in College Station. The City Council voted Monday night to defer any action to September 11th. That followed public comments. Chris Scotty of the Northgate Merchants Association says the proposed ban in businesses would hurt some members.
Ultimately, the decision of the board was to stay neutral, though it wasn't unanimous. We heard from several members on both sides of the issue, some strongly opposing it, some strongly supporting it as written, and the majority of which were neutral. They didn't care.
James Benham and Carl Mooney were outvoted on an e-cigarette ban limited to minors only and allowing their use in public places to continue. Bryan residents have their opportunity to tell City Council tonight what they think of next year's proposed budget and property tax rate.
The tax rate will remain unchanged, which means for most paying more since property values were raised. City staff expects another $1.6 million in property tax revenue, but they're projecting a decrease in sales tax revenue of $517,000. No rate increases are planned for Bryan water, solid waste, and wastewater fees. BTU residential customers inside Bryan will be paying less over the next 3 years for their electricity, while those outside the city limits are slated to pay 12% more over the same period. The budget includes adding six firefighters, another police officer, another police sergeant, and a program coordinator at the city's animal center. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
College Station firefighters responded to a pair of structure fires Monday afternoon. No injuries were mentioned in the fire department's news release. The first call was to Shipley's Donuts on Southwest Parkway. Investigators determined the fire originated in the building's heating and air conditioning system. The second call was to the Varsity 2 apartments at George Bush and Welburn. Investigators believe the cause was a torch being used for plumbing purposes. Seven residents were displaced. With the school year underway comes a reminder for those dropping off and picking up children to not stop in fire lanes.
The state law does say not to park, place, or stand, and standing is that version of sitting there in your car with it idle, but you could leave, but you're still there.
Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says state law does give an exception for delivery vehicles. The Census Bureau estimates Spanish is the primary language of about 20% of Brazos County residents. With that in mind, Thursday night's A&M football game at South Carolina can be heard in Spanish on a member of the Bryan Broadcasting family.
Now you can hear the Spanish language broadcast of Aggie football on the Zone HD 95.1-3. Everything we do at Bryan Broadcasting is about community, and I feel like that is a service. That is something for our community that can play really well.
Program Director Louis Bellina also says the Spanish broadcast will be available online with the Radio Aggieland smartphone app. This look at news brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. We'll have more news for you at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Aggs. This is Coach Billy Kennedy, the head coach of your Fighting Texas Aggies men's basketball team. Our players and staff have been hard at work preparing for the upcoming season, and we are excited to get back on the court and play in front of the best fans in the nation. Season tickets are available for purchase and start as low as $100. Head to 12thman.com or call 888-99-AGGIE to place your order today. I hope you will join us and stand with the 12th man at Reed Arena this season. Gig 'em.
808, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Time for us to check some weather, and the weather is brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 28 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net.
Tropical wave moving through the Gulf of Mexico will actually try to send us a little bit of moisture. Occasional sun today. The threat for a shower or a thunderstorm, 90 to 95. Partly cloudy weather developing tonight, lows near 75. Mixture of clouds and sun tomorrow, 95. Tomorrow night becoming partly to mostly cloudy, lows near 75. Remaining mostly cloudy Thursday, chance of showers. Highs on Thursday, closer to 90 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Patrick, there's trouble in paradise in your favorite show.
No!
Soap opera with swords. They got a problem.
What?
Well, they're having issues in Eastern Europe, okay?
That's not my problem.
Okay. TMZ reports that the highly acclaimed show is being filmed in Croatia, okay?
Oh.
Where Cersei Lannister, is that right?
Cersei.
Cersei Lannister, mm-hmm. Okay. Is supposed to walk out of the church at St. Nicholas, but naked.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
They like them butt-naked girls on that show.
That's it, but public displays of nudity are frowned upon in the city, so the local film commission won't give them the filming permit.
Good.
Apparently, this is an iconic moment from the book, and the producers haven't come up with a solution. Come on, they could CGI anything.
That's what I'm saying.
Couldn't be that difficult.
Well, now, in some municipalities, somehow they have trademarks on public buildings, so they can't shoot the building even if they're going to CGI it in later.
Oh, really? Well,
I don't know if that's the case here, but
we'll have to get a specialist in Croatian law to see if we can figure out exactly what that's all about. All right, it's time to play. Hi, ladies. How are y'all doing today? Doing fine?
Good.
Yeah, we have a game now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's called I Thought I Knew That. Okay? It's a multiple choice question. It used to be the old Jethro trivia, but since we lost our copyright on that. It's I Thought I Knew That, so what I'll do is I'll ask you a multiple choice question. There'll be three of them, and you get to answer last so that the guys can, you know, mess it up first. So, here we go. It's three questions. James Bond was searching for what kind of plane in Thunderball? Was it A, a 707, B, a Piper Cub, C, a Vulcan, or D, a B-52? In Thunderball, James Bond was looking for A, a 707, B, a Piper Cub, C, a Vulcan, or D, a B-52. Kevin.
It was a Vulcan.
Okay, Patrick.
He sounded very confident.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with a Vulcan.
There are no prizes involved.
Fine, B-52. Make me get it wrong. I already have a terrible track record today.
Lucia?
A Vulcan. I was going to go with the same one because I was like, I think I've heard that word mentioned before. Okay. I don't know what movie.
It's okay. And you said?
Vulcan.
Okay,
sure.
It's the Vulcan, of course. So, yeah, except for Patrick.
I blame you, Scott.
That's right.
Guilted me into choosing something.
That one is on me. That's right. Okay, which kind of animal did Florence Nightingale often carry around in her pocket? Was it A, a kitten, B, a puppy, C, an owl, or D, a snake? Kevin?
Snake.
Oh, no, no. Okay, well, go ahead. Yeah.
Snake.
Snake, okay.
Owl.
Al? Okay. Al who? Oh, never mind. Leah?
I have no idea, actually. Yes, the animal question.
Okay. So yeah, I know. It's a kitten, a puppy, an owl, or a snake?
I don't know. Let's go with kitten.
Okay.
I think it's a snake.
It's an owl.
Oh.
Hooray! It's an owl. So see, you got to make it up.
Vindication.
Right. I have no idea. Don't know why. Have no idea at all.
Who?
Okay.
Stop it.
A miller is a move in which sport? Is it A, ice hockey, B, trampolining, which I didn't even know was a sport, C, diving, or D, chess? Again, a miller is a move in which sport? Is it ice hockey, trampolining, diving, or chess? Patrick?
Miller.
Miller. It's called a miller.
Mm-hmm. Diving.
Okay. Patrick, Kevin?
On draft. Sorry, trampolining.
Okay, Lucia?
Ice hockey.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to go with hockey. I don't know.
It's trampolining, which, again, I didn't even know was a sport. So there. Oh. You're having a great day, aren't you?
I went with the beer hockey relation.
Yeah, I understand.
Rest assured, if it were in hockey, I would have known that one.
Well, yeah. I figured so, but I was like, who knows?
It's a common mistake. But, again, no prizes involved. And way to go, Kevin. You missed one question?
I missed
today.
One question today.
Six questions.
This is today. Your week.
Yeah, all
good
right.
Night.
You're rocking. Yeah, go buy a lottery ticket. All right, here we go. Let's find out what's going on at the Humane Society.
Well, we have kittens.
Okay.
We have no owls.
Okay. Snakes?
Not at the moment.
Okay.
What was the other?
The other one was, I don't know.
Puppies?
Puppies, yeah, you got puppies.
Well, of course we have puppies.
Yeah, of course you do. Okay.
Yeah, puppies and kittens, man. We've had quite a variety in kitten colors. We have a lot of cats, period. Just straight up a lot of them. And a lot of variety in colors. I mean, we have a kitten that we call it's a lilac point. So a lot of people are familiar with Siamese, and they're technically chocolate points, color pattern-wise. And these lilac points are not necessarily blue. They're kind of this lilac-y-ish kind of color.
Kind of a, really? Yeah, like a lavender-y kind of
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, it's not really blue. It's kind of this other smoky.
Never seen that.
Uh-huh.
So it's really kind of cool. We have one of them left. And, you know, a couple other colors. I mean, every color under the sun is at the shelter. We had one litter that I think every single kitten was a different color. And we've been talking about a color chart. And I was like, oh, where's Deborah? Get her in here to take photos of these because this is a different color of everything and so forth. And it's good if you lose your pet to know what color your pet is.
Good idea.
Take a picture.
Yeah.
That's your best option right there. So, So lots of options on cats, lots of options on dogs. We're gearing up our fall. We're looking at our schedule, rearranging things and so forth so that we have time to be at various locations. We will be closed on Labor Day, which is next Monday, I believe, already. So we will not be open on Labor Day. We will resume on Tuesday at 11 a.m. But we have, I don't believe we'll be at PetSmart this weekend either, but then we'll be at PetSmart every other Saturday, like we are at 11 to 2. And then we have Wienerfest, of course, coming up on the 4th of October. The 17th of October, we'll be out working the gates at the Brazos Valley Fair. And then the fair donates back to our volunteers that, to the shelter for our volunteers that came out. So if you have a small group that wants to go out and participate in a one-time event, really great opportunity to come out and get with Carrie. She'll get you all squared away on what you need to do as far as coming out and helping out with that event. It's a great, quick little fundraiser for us. We usually make just over $500 on that one evening. So great opportunity there. And then we have our Fall in Love adoption specials, which will be the end of October, beginning of November. And then we're looking all the way forward. We met with Santa's Wonderland folks over this past week. I know.
It's 100 degrees outside. You're doing
and
that.
That's what I was like, you know, it's just already Christmas. Well, I mean, there's candy corn in the grocery stores. So anyhow, so we'll be out at Santa's Wonderland on December 6th that evening from 3 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the afternoon till midnight. We'll be out there. So it's a whole lot of fun. We did really well out there last year. We did $5,000 last year. So they've expanded some things. So we're really excited about that new growing and expanding partnership with them. So check out our website, keep on Facebook, indicate on Facebook you want the notifications, because we're always putting stuff up, adoptable pets and then the events and whatnot. And the events just keep being added to regularly right now, from Volunteer Opportunities Fair. We're at Kyle Field Days. Yeah, mm-hmm. I think that's right.
Okay.
And I don't have the dates for them because there's just so many of them and whatnot. So check that all out. AggielandHumane.org is our website. You can visit us at 5359 Leonard Road. We're open weekdays 11 to 6, Saturdays 11 to 3, but we will be closed Monday for Labor Day.
All right, very good. Thanks a bunch.
Yep.
Visit with the folks from the Humane Society on Tuesdays, and Lucia's here this morning from the Chamber, and you have Chamber stuff.
Yes, and I have a script. I don't know how you did that, like out of your brain.
Live it. Completely live it.
We might still have room today for our Inner Circle briefing luncheon, and that's for our Inner Circle members and their guests. That will be at the Hilton today from 11:30 to 1. And Ambassador Crockett will provide a briefing on the situation in the Middle East. And so the tickets are $25. I don't know if we have any tables left, but call the chamber at 260-5200, and we'll let you know if we have any tables. Then we have our business after hours at Sterling Auto on September 11th from 5:30 to 7. That's a free event. Always a lot of fun. And then we are really working hard on the Golf Classic and the Lobster Fest. They've change this year. We'll have the Golf Classic first on September 15th from 8:30 and 1:30 at Pebble Creek Country Club, and that's sponsored by the Bank and Trust. And that's an $800 for a team. And then the following Sunday, we'll hand out the Golf Awards at Lobster Fest, which is the Chamber's biggest fundraiser. That'll be September 21st from 5:30 to 8:30 at the Brazos Center. And we will have steak and lobster, so it will be good, as always, so please come out. And then this week we have a ribbon cutting at Lynn's Nails at 11:30 at 2501 South Texas Avenue, Suite C101 in College Station. I think that's over where Prospectors is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, a lot of new businesses there. And then Friday, I think it's called Salada. It's a new salad.
Oh, yeah.
Restaurant. We'll have a ribbon cutting there at 10:30. It's at 1907 Texas Avenue South in College Station, and they might be providing lunch. But this is interesting. It's a salad store.
Yes. Something that they're a chain. Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It looks. I think I saw them in Houston. So.
Yep.
But anyway, that's cool. So that's pretty much all for this week.
Okay.
I want to thank Texas A&M Procurement Services as our Platinum Member Spotlight of the Week.
All right, good. Thanks for the time this morning.
We'll
visit the folks from the Chamber as well. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. whom? Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Much stronger demand for durable goods. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. There was a surge last month in demand for expensive manufactured goods. The Commerce Department says orders to the nation's factories for durable goods rose more than 22.5% in July and topped $300 billion. A jump in aircraft orders accounted for most of the increase. A component of the report that tracks business investment suggested some weakening. Burger King completed an $11 billion deal to acquire the Tim Hortons chain of donut shops. The two chains will be part of a new holding company that will be located in Canada, but they will maintain separate headquarters. Burger King stays in Miami. Tim Hortons headquarters will remain in Oakville, Ontario. Business picked up for the nation's big retailers last week. The Council of Shopping Centers reports chain store sales were up 0.6%. Stock market futures a little bit higher ahead of more economic reports covering home prices and consumer confidence. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
All you know is the phones aren't ringing and you're not getting enough new customers to grow your business. You know that online marketing is critical, but where do you start? Who can you turn to for sound advice on implementing a marketing program that works? You need YP. YP is the largest marketing agency for small business in America. Starting with the Yellow Pages over 100 years ago, YP has powered local business with marketing services ranging from web design to search engine marketing. Look, you have to be the expert in your business, but you don't have to be the expert in online marketing. YP can do that. And to prove it, they're giving you a free online business listing, an essential first step to being found by customers. Over 70 million potential customers search YP.com and the YP mobile app each month. And if you're not there, they can't find you. Claim your free business listing now and discover the power that is YP. Don't get left behind. Claim your free listing and start getting found today. Visit MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com. MyFreeYP.com.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
The Aggie Report is next.
Do game day right. With LG, it's all possible. LG home appliances are right in step with your busy world. The largest capacity washer in its class saves you up to 20 minutes per load, even on larger loads. LG's door-and-door refrigerators offer instant access to gotta-have snacks. And with LG Easy Clean, you've got a sparkling oven in minutes. Come check out the latest in LG innovations at your local Best Buy or online at bestbuy.com/LG.
Game week with Texas A&M traveling to Columbia, South Carolina coming up Thursday night. The broadcast on this radio station of the game will begin at 4 o'clock. Kick time is 5:01. First time for the Aggies to open on the road since 2005 when the team traveled to Clemson there in South Carolina. Lost that game 25-24. 2004 was also a road opener with the Aggies going to Salt Lake City. Lost that one to Utah 41-21. So the question needs to be answered then. The last time the Aggies opened the season on the road and won a game, 1999. A&M played Louisiana Tech. You'll recall that game was over in Shreveport, and the Aggies won it 37-17. We'll hear from our head coach, Kevin Sumlin, here on the Aggie Report tomorrow as we get ready for South Carolina. That game again Thursday night, the afternoon at 4 o'clock broadcast, 5 o'clock Central Time on the kick. I'm Dave South. That's another Aggie Report.
Green Teams welcomes Citizens Bank on University Drive to its family of customers. Like many other businesses, Citizens Bank uses Green Teams for interior landscaping. Green Teams also offers short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Make your work environment more pleasant with plants. For more information about interior landscaping, call Kathy Martin with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com. Save Our Streets Ministries is celebrating its 13th annual banquet, Speak Life, sponsored by Galleria Day Spa and KBTX Media on September 30th from 6:30 to 8 p.m. SOS invests in lives to rescue, restore, and release families from a drug and gang-infested environment where abuse, poverty, and violence are a way of life.
These truths that God was love, security, and consistency had made their way into my heart because of the work of Christ through SOS.
Call 775-5357 or go to SaveOurStreetsMinistries.org for more information. Help us save our streets.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. It was about this time of year, 3 years ago, that I first heard the commercials for Activate. Then, like now, the new year brings on some new resolutions, and 3 years ago, mine was to lose some weight. So, I tried Activate, and let me tell you, it really worked. I lost 75 pounds in just 7 months, and I've kept it off ever since. Now, I'm not kidding, 75 pounds. Now, you talk about feeling good. I do. I have much more energy to do so many things these days. Activate is safe and effective. It's a combination of 8 natural minerals that simply allows your body to burn the fat and calories at an accelerated rate. Now, if you don't like it, they refund your money. It's that simple. Just go to www.myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call toll-free 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactive8.com. If you go to the famed Bayonne region of France, you will undoubtedly experience and enjoy some of what that region of France is famous for, its wines. And I'm sure you know that it's more than just a tradition in France. Well, it's almost their national identity. The process of winemaking is passed down from generation to generation, and it is never hurried. Many wine connoisseurs all over the world still tout the wines of France as being some of the finest, if not the finest, in the world. And if you travel to Bayonne region of France today, you will see a plaque honoring one of their heroes, Thomas Masson. To many, Thomas is the man who saved the French winemaking industry from plight. It was the 1860s when a voracious little insect called the Filariaxia nearly completely destroyed the famed vineyards. Millions of acres were destroyed, and with it, much of the economy of France. In desperation, the French government sought the help of leading authorities on the grape. And that's where our friend Thomas came into the picture. You see, he was a wine grower too, and in the past had more than one run-in with that little insect. Thomas had been doing some experimenting with a line of wild grapes that seemed to be resistant to the destructive little bug. So the French asked Thomas to help. Thomas did. He brought them hundreds of rootstock to which the French grafted to their blighted vines. And it worked. The new vines withstood the attack of the menacing insect, and the famed French wine industry was back on its feet within a couple of years. The French were so grateful that they gave Thomas the Legion of Honor medal and erected plaques around the country to him. And the next time you hear someone tell you that the wines of France are the best in the world, just shake your head and agree, and then quietly tell them the story of the man who saved the French wine industry in 1860. Oh, and be sure you add one more little item, won't you? It's a little-known fact that Thomas Masson is the French pronunciation of Thomas Munson. That's right, he was an American. And those vines that saved the French winemaking industry, the ones that virtually every vine in France today is a descendant of, those vines, well, they came from Thomas's vineyard in Denison, Texas.
How the bad news about government surveillance just got worse. I'm Digital Pro Kim Commando. More coming up. True story. A Seattle man went to bed with nearly $300,000 in his bank account. By morning, the money had vanished because of some identity thief. Could you imagine? What if some thief got to your life savings? No one can stop all identity theft. But here's what I did. I armed my bank and retirement accounts with LifeLock Ultimate Plus. Yes, LifeLock's best just got better. LifeLock Ultimate Plus is the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, helping protect your identity, your bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. How many other ID theft protection services do that? Zero. So why risk it? Do what I did. Get LifeLock Ultimate Plus and sleep easier, knowing if a thief goes after your identity or life savings, LifeLock's on it. Visit LifeLock.com/Kim now or call and use promo code Kim to save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. 1-800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 1-800-417-3841.
Network does not cover all transactions.
Just when we've all gotten used to the idea that government surveillance is a fact of life, today the news gets even worse. If you have a cell phone, you're being tracked. Whether you're a bad guy or a good guy, the tracking is constant. An unbendable rule of all cellular networks anywhere in the world is that in order to get calls to you, the network must know up to the second where you're located, meaning live tracking. This generates detailed records. Your life can be tracked over the hours, days, and years. Even less technically advanced governments like Iran, Syria, India, or Peru, or even banana republics and crackpot dictators can buy the software to follow anyone, anywhere, at any time. Here's an example. A Melville, New York company called Verint sells a software package called Skylock. It's marketed with the phrase, and I'm quoting here, locate, track, manipulate, and it claims to be very cost-effective. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at Komando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
If your business is spending too much on ink and toner, talk to Cartridge World. We help businesses save up to 30% on ink and toner. That's 30% less than the superstore prices. Cartridge World with 600 stores. We're home and office printing pros. We're locally owned. We get small business. And you'll save 30% on high-performance ink and toner cartridges every day. Find a store near you at CartridgeWorld.com. That's CartridgeWorld.com.
Chinese government's online policy. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. How do governments prevent the internet from challenging their power? In the journal Science, Harvard researcher Gary King describes work in which he and his colleagues created social networking sites in China, posted a huge variety of messages, and then analyzed how the government there censored them.
And we found that the Chinese government has no problem with criticism. You can say the most vile things about the leaders and their policies.
On the other hand, if you post messages about organizing a protest or rally, they're taken down immediately.
Check.
In fact, if you say that the leaders of this town are doing such a great job, what we should really do is go have a rally in their favor, that will also be censored.
In short, criticism is tolerated, but messages to organize crowds of any sort are quashed as soon as they're detected. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeiner. Next year's proposed budget and property tax rate for Bryan City government are the subjects of public hearings at tonight's City Council meeting.
Infrastructure gets a shot in the arm. The amount of money for street improvements, which last year was $2.4 million, went to $10 million this year and is budgeted for another $10 million next year. That does not include rebuilding Old Hearn Road and 28th Street next year, which adds another $7 million. Next year's repairs to Bryan's wastewater system amounts to $6 million, plus another $500,000 for drainage maintenance, which is up from $30,000 this year. The municipal golf course is in next year's budget as its own department for the second consecutive year. The rest of the Parks and Recreation Department gets an additional $1 million in capital outlay money, while maintenance is cut by $163,000, and another $1 million is listed for skate parks. There's no reference in next year's budget to a super park, something that will be discussed this afternoon during the council's workshop. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The College Station City Council has deferred action on limiting who can buy e-cigarettes and where they can be smoked. Monday night's unanimous vote followed a public hearing and an unsuccessful attempt to limit the ban to only minors. Northgate bar owner Frank Hagel says it would hurt his business.
We have all kind of flavors, and also the thing we have zero nicotine. We have no nicotine in them. And they're completely sealed. You cannot inject anything in them. And, you know, very safe for people. And a lot of customers, they like them.
The council will resume consideration on September 11th. Two structure fires in 3 hours Monday afternoon kept College Station firefighters and police busy and motorists frustrated by major streets being shut down. On Southwest Parkway, just west of Texas, there was a problem with the heating and air conditioning system at Shipley Donuts. It took 20 minutes for that fire to get under control. And traffic at Welburn and George Bush was rerouted after smoke was seen coming out of the second floor of the Varsity 2 apartments. Seven residents were displaced from a fire that was started by someone using a torch for plumbing purposes. The fire department's news release did not mention any injuries to occupants or firefighters. Dropping off and picking up children at school is one of the locations where motorists need to watch where they stop. Bryan Deputy Fire Marshal William Bouse says to stay away from fire lanes, even if you're still in the vehicle with the engine idling.
At that second in time, you need to not be there when that vehicle comes driving up. That driver is trying to position himself, and he really doesn't have time for you to wait for you to get yourself together and get out of his way. Those are a 24-hour, 365-day-a-year reserve space for emergency vehicles only.
The only exception is for delivery vehicles where drivers can stop long enough to unload. State lawmakers may be close to tougher standards on fracking water injection wells following hundreds of earthquakes northwest of Fort Worth.
Some are calling this a seismic change. The Texas Railroad Commission is considering tougher rules on the fracking industry. They even hired a seismologist. Dr. Craig Peterson told state house members the fracking process isn't the problem. It's the design of the pressurized injection wells where the muddy fracking water is dumped.
We believe that it's that change in pressure that's affecting existing faults in the earth and allowing them to move and cause earthquakes.
The potential new rules would require heightened monitoring by energy companies and could lead to well terminations. In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
A new app from Texas Department of Public Safety is an interactive link between the public and law officers. Sergeant Lonnie Haschel says the digital age makes it imperative that Texans have easy and immediate access to an array of DPS programs, services, and resources.
Several different things. You can look up sex offenders by location, name, route, or just proximity to you because it uses your location service on your cell phone. You can also look up detailed information about Texas 10 most wanted current fugitives. Plus, you can also submit tips, and that's really unique. If you see something, say something.
He adds pictures of videos of suspicious activity can be submitted anonymously. For the first time, Texas A&M football games can be heard in Spanish. Bryan Broadcasting's The Zone HD 95.1-3 is one way to pick up the Aggies' regular and postseason games.
I think most people will access the broadcast by a Radio Aggieland app, because if you got a smartphone, and it doesn't matter which one, and you could be in your car, you could be out of state, you can be in New York, Oregon, it doesn't matter. All you need is that phone, a smartphone, and you can listen by downloading the Radio Aggieland app.
Program director Louis Bellina says the addition of Spanish football broadcast was a great move by A&M to move their brand forward. The Census Bureau estimates Spanish is the primary language of about 20% of Brazos County residents. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. More news at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At the Bank and Trust, your new home is just a local call away. Buying a home is the single most important investment we ever make. Although the process can seem intimidating, we're dedicated to providing a rewarding and positive experience. We're committed to helping you secure the home loan that best fits your needs, and no one works harder to find a way to say yes. We welcome the opportunity to earn your business. Call us today at 260-2100 or visit us online at banktbt.com. The Bank and Trust, local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, Equal Opportunity Lender.
8:37. Let's do some weather. Brought to you this morning by Norman G. Tractor. Go to normangtractor.com for their specials. That's Norman G. Tractor, voted best in the Brazos for 11 straight years.
A little bit of moisture will try to creep into the forecast over the next few days. We certainly could use it. Occasional sun today. Perhaps a shower or thunderstorm. Highs 90 to 95. Becoming partly cloudy overnight. 75. Intervals of clouds and sun tomorrow with a high of 95. Partly to mostly cloudy, 75 tomorrow night. Thursday, more clouds. There could be a few showers. The high temperatures on Thursday, close to 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So kind of a neat story brought to my attention this morning. Cornerback for Southern Cal, Josh Shaw, will be out indefinitely after suffering an injury while saving his nephew from drowning on Saturday night.
Oh, two injuries.
Yeah. According to the school release, Shaw was at a family social function, saw his 7-year-old nephew can't swim in distress in the pool. leapt from the second-story balcony, injured himself landing on the concrete below, then crawled into the pool and got his nephew out safely.
Two high ankle sprains, out indefinitely, and everything else is fine.
As he said, I'd do it again, even if it wasn't my nephew. Mm-hmm. Pretty cool story right there. Just there you go.
There wasn't room for it in sports, but I wanted to bring with that one because it is a great story.
The end of the summer. It's a great. I love this. The people who write these things for us, they're obviously not from around here, or they may have never done these things before. We're talking. They call it yard sale. Okay. How about garage sale?
Yeah.
Okay. So, end of the summer is a great time for a yard sale. And if you do it right, you can lure in customers and make a lot of cash. Here's some tips that really work.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay. Fire up the grill. The smell of food cooking works like a charm.
At 7 in the morning?
I know. And you can rake in some extra dough selling burgers and hot dogs or whatever else.
Which is illegal.
Yeah. Coffee and donuts are hard to resist for those early birds. No!
Just make sure you keep that side of beans at room temperature as long as possible.
Yeah, that's right. Your garage sale starts at 8. At 10 after 7, they're already starting to show
up.
No, you don't need anything to lure the early birds. They get there.
I've had them show up the night before.
Yeah, see, I mean, you know.
And you should have provided s'mores.
Yeah, so really.
Silly me.
And to be successful, make sure to check the date. Make sure there are no major events happening around town that might draw customers away. Oh, bull crap. My gosh. Golly. If you're selling any electronics, plug them in. No! Who is this idiot? Yeah. Most people won't just take your word for it. Yeah, they will. And if you're selling CDs or DVDs, go ahead and hit play on the good ones. No! This does not work. This is crazy.
And keep an eye on your stuff because you'll get robbed blind.
And then think like a kid. Put brightly colored and fun-looking stuff right up front. God, what idiot.
Can I get 50 cents off this VHS that wasn't rewound?
Exactly. So, man. Anyway, if you have toys, make sure the kids see them and touch them. Look, they're going to touch everything.
Make sure they leave it if they don't pay for it.
Their parents are likely to look around more once the kids are happy. Now, they come over, they look to see what you've got, if they even get out of the car.
Exactly.
Your neighbors are angry because you've clogged up the street.
Yep.
If you live on a cul-de-sac, that makes it 10 times worse. No, believe me, I do this. I go to these things.
I do, too.
This is crazy. Got a lamp for $8.
$8?
Pretty happy with that, yeah. Anyway, whoever wrote that, I'm going to have to go back really and find out who their, quote, authority, end quote, was on that, because they missed on everything. Okay, if you keep aspirin on hand for pain relief or heart health, go ahead and put it to use with more stuff. You can keep cut flowers fresh longer by dissolving an aspirin in warm water from a vase. The aspirin helps the flowers soak the water up the stem.
Okay. Oh.
Rub an aspirin on a bug bite. Well, break it. I mean, get a little surface there. take the pill and rub it. I don't think that's going to help very much. But anyway, aspirin can help remove food, grass, and rust stains. Crush a few tablets, dissolve them in hot water, and rub that mixture right on the stains. And if you've got dandruff, crush up 2 aspirin, mix it with a glob of shampoo, work that into your hair, and let it sit there for a few minutes before rinsing.
Okay.
Little things to help you out.
Very interesting.
Oh, I was supposed to do the how to brush a little one's teeth. Yeah, okay. All right, I'll get to that in a minute.
Well, the key on that one, we've talked about this. The key is to get them to brush their teeth.
Yeah. Well, don't give them as much stuff either.
Style be damned. If you get them to brush, you win.
Get them to go for it, yeah. All right, here we go. An Italian ice adventurer named Alex Bellini has run across the United States, trekked the undergrounds of Paris, and earned a record for the longest row across the Atlantic, and now has his sights on a new feat, that is, to live on a drifting iceberg.
Oh, that's the guy?
That's the guy off the coast of the northwest coast of Greenland for a year, or until the iceberg melts.
Is this a free-floating iceberg?
Well, I don't know.
We can hope so when he floats out to sea.
Yeah,
and it flips. Yeah. Those things don't just sit there. They don't melt from the bottom up.
Right, yeah, you're right.
Or no, they do, which is why they flip.
The weight does change. Mr. Bellini plans to survive the trip, which he's entitled Adrift 2015. In a Kevlar reinforced survival pod small enough to accommodate the shrinking landscape of the iceberg, the survival pod holds 661 pounds of dried food provisions and can float safely to shore if he is forced to abandon the iceberg. Or the iceberg abandons him.
Yeah.
Could be the other way around.
See ya.
He hopes that Adrift 2015 will encourage discussion and awareness of climate change and the environment. You know, Alex, we're done discussing it. I don't know, you know, we're done discussing
the science
you.
Was settled.
Yeah, right. We're done discussing you. So anyhow, he says he'll begin his life on the iceberg next spring. So there. Now for something people would care far more about. Arby's wants to make sure that everybody knew it didn't only sell those roast beef sandwiches slathered in cheese.
Oh, no. So delicious.
So it made a poster showcasing a stacked tower of all the meats on the menu.
The meat mountain.
Once they built it, people started to want it.
Yes, they did.
Yes.
Yes, sir.
So now you can have a $10 pile of meat, okay, between two buns.
The meat mountain.
Can you imagine? I mean,
beef.
I'll be able to tell you in about 24 hours.
Beef,
if I can imagine.
Corned beef. Oh. Chicken. Yeah, I think they said chicken nuggets. Two kinds of cheese.
Yeah, let me see. They got the whole thing here. Let me
bacon.
See. All right, here we go. Two chicken tenders, 1.5 ounces of roast turkey, 1.5 ounces of ham, 1 slice of Swiss cheese, 1.5 ounces of corned beef, 1.5 ounces of brisket, 1.5 ounces of Angus steak, 1 slice of cheddar cheese, 1.5 ounces of roast beef, and 3 strips of bacon.
You know what? They're showing it on the counter where they prep it at Arby's,
yeah.
And it—that's not. I mean, it's just like a little cell phone picture. This isn't marketing. That thing is huge.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
It looks delicious.
Can you take all those food items and pile them in a single bowl
See?
For me? And
this isn't happening while you're driving.
I'll just eat them like a death row prisoner on suicide watch.
Yeah.
Yes, we can pile that in a bowl, but we can also arrange it on a plate like you're an adult with self-respect and dignity. There's no, we don't need to put that in a single bowl. Just pile my food in a brown mound in a bowl. And is there a way that the bowl can play Pink Floyd's Great Gig in the Sky while
that's
I eat
it? So that's what they've done is they've basically taken the famous bowl concept and they've put it between two pieces of bread.
Yes.
I mean, I think they've got a winner here.
That's a ton of meat for $10.
It's $10. Well, it's not a ton of meat. It's 1, 2, 3.
With the buns, it's 14.7 ounces.
Whoa!
Yeah! they have it on a digital scale here.
Get 4 of those and drag them home.
Make a splash in your own backyard. Get a new in-ground swimming pool from The Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's been building pools in the Brazos Valley for over 20 years. And since The Pool Guy's a 1993 Texas A&M graduate with his degree in environmental design, you'll get a perfectly designed swimming pool that's spot on with your concept and your budget. Call The Pool Guy and make a splash in your backyard. The Pool Guy. Call 575-6200. 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Batteries Plus bulbs keep stacks of batteries for cars, cell phones, watches, plus light bulbs for lamps, can lights, appliances, right on hand. The helpful experts at Batteries Plus bulbs can also repair your smartphone or tablet, usually while you wait. And we can help you get the exact Duracell Ultra batteries and light bulbs you need. Batteries Plus bulbs. Trust the plus.
Batteries Plus Bulbs has the exact battery or light bulb you need right when you need it. Plus, we also repair smartphones and tablets. Located in Bryan in front of the new Walmart and in College Station.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories. Spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
When it comes to football, it's all about teamwork. Run by a team in Navasota and let our team work for you. Hustle in to get $6,000 off 2014 Chevy Silverados.
Nice price.
Or you can score big with $3,000 off Chevy Impalas.
Nice price.
Tackle huge savings with $8,000 off Chevrolet Silverado heavy duties.
Nice price.
Win big this football season with a new vehicle from Team in Navasota, where you always get a
nice price.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Hello. Well, you gotta wait. I gotta get over there. Okay. There we go. All right. Sorry, phone challenges. All right, here we go. It's the Emmy Awards from last night. In case you missed them, did you?
Okay. I mean, on purpose. Does that count as missed?
All right. Seth Meyers said his number one priority before Monday night show was making people laugh. How did he succeed? A quick vote from the Hollywood Reporter: 60% of the people saying yes, 40% said no. And in fact, one of the people who said no was Donald Trump. The Donald, saying this guy was horrible, shouldn't have been on. I don't know if you remember, he did the correspondence dinner a couple of years ago and made fun of the Donald
ruthlessly.
Yeah, so the Donald is, I guess, angry
bitter
about that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Jim Parsons won his fourth Emmy as lead actor, Big Bang Theory. Lots of awards for Breaking Bad, including Best Actor. That's Bryan Cranston, and also Best Series. Best Supporting Actress category went to Anna Gunn, and Aaron Paul also won. Emmy voters, surprised by their spotlighting of Sherlock while ignoring True Detectives, Orange is the New Black, Fargo, and Normal Heart. So,
what about House of Cards?
No, just did
See?
Not. Yeah, and but you know, here's the deal.
Okay,
I don't care.
Whoa,
I like it. I like it.
Well, yeah,
if I like it, I don't care if it wins awards.
Well,
or not.
Oh, well, for sure.
You know, so that's the way I'm looking at it.
All right, fine.
The deal is, and quite honestly, I stayed away from 30 Rock for a year and a half because of that. I thought, well, that's so inside. That's Hollywood just wanting to pat themselves on the back about how wonderful they are. But it's a pretty funny show.
It
yes.
is.
Yeah.
And the thing is, you'll go find shows and you may like them. And, you know, if you like them, then that's fine. Just go do it. Just watch it. And if it wins awards, fine. If it doesn't, that's okay, too.
And that's how we get shows like Teen Mom.
That's where you are. this is kind of interesting. You probably know Malcolm Gladwell. Wrote Tipping Point, Outliers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay. He's also the guy behind the new medical thriller called The Cure.
Oh.
Daily Variety says that Fox TV has just picked up the series, which will be about a young, impulsive African-American neurologist who decides to take the law into his own hands when he comes to tackling a deadly disease. Malcolm Gladwell, pretty interesting dude. Pretty interesting guy. He looks at things from different directions than most people do. A lot of viewers for the season finale of HBO's True Blood Sunday night. According to Nielsen, 4.1 million people were watching about the same as last year. When you add in the reruns, it comes to about 4.5 million people got to see that. Okay, BBC Radio 2 has come up with the best guitar riffs. 100 choices. Voting was done by BBC Radio hosts, music critics, and record producers. Number 5 is Layla, okay, by mm-hmm. Derek and the Dominoes. Number 4, Smoke on the Water, an oldie.
Deep Purple.
Yeah, from Deep Purple. Number 3 is Back in Black, AC/DC.
Yeah.
Sweet Child O' Mine, Guns N' Roses.
GNR.
Was number 2. And number 1.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. We're not going to play 5.5 minutes of it, but that's...
Best bass lines of all time, though, man.
I used to play that song, man, a long time ago. All right, there we go. That's that. Okay, the Forbes list is out for the 2014 TV Top Earning Actors. Have that for you in a minute.
At the Bank and Trust, we understand what local banking means and how important it is to the vitality of the community. That's why at the Bank and Trust, you'll find community banking at its best. Sure, we offer products you've come to expect like free checking, free small business checking, mobile deposit, and much more. We also know that banking is more than checking accounts and loans. It's about people and integrity. We're the same people you've trusted in the past, and it's our promise we will continue to earn your trust in the future. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Member FDIC, equal opportunity lender.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
Sir, we're out of ink again.
What? We can't go over budget again.
We don't need to pay more to print when we can call Cartridge World.
Cartridge World?
They sell refilled ink and toner cartridges, saving us up to 40% on refills. Cartridge World has a 100% satisfaction guarantee, and they sell black, color ink, and toner along with all the major brands.
Cartridge World is going to save us a lot of money.
Enough to give me a raise? Just kidding.
Cartridge World. Why pay more to print? In the Bryan Tejas Center. Call 823-4800. Like us on Facebook.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, about 6 minutes till. Actress Lauren Bacall, her will left behind an estimated $26.5 million, most of which divided among her three children, Leslie Bogart, Stephen Humphrey Bogart, and Sam Robards, and her dog Sophie. Sophie gets $10K out of the deal, I bet. New York Daily News reports she left her employees $250,000. She had two employees and then two grandsons too. So that's where the money went. Money, speaking of that, here's your Forbes list of the top-earning actors. Ashton Kutcher made $26 million from June 2013 to June 2014.
From Jobs?
I guess so.
The movie, clearly not.
Yeah.
And his side work.
He does camera commercials, too, doesn't he, for somebody?
And oh, then, Nikon? Right? No.
Yeah, somebody, one of those. Out. Anyway, and then that. Number two on the list. Actually, there's two of them tied at number two. John Cryer and Mark Harmon make $19 million last year. Mark Harmon will make $19 million a year or more until he dies. You understand they have like 250 episodes. I think 250 episodes of CSI, NCIS in the can. So they'll be making a lot of money. Neil Patrick Harris made $18 million last year. $16 million for Patrick Dempsey? Really? And Kevin Spacey. Tim Allen made $15 million. What did Tim Allen do last year? I don't remember anything.
I don't either off the top of my head.
Yeah. Anyway, and then Simon Baker, he was the mentalist. He made $13 million. So there you go. John Hamm made $10 million, just in case you care. Brian Cranston, a bargain at $8 million. You know, you consider that Kutcher makes $26 million. So, the most attractive male names of all time. The most attractive male names of all time. The Gloss. Ask their readers. I don't know who The Gloss is, but they came up with them. For guys, number six, Anthony. Number five, Bear. Number four, Toby. Number three, Levi. Number two, Ian. Number one, Noah. Really? Bear? Others that were on the list, Anthony, Alexander, Brandon, and Wolfgang.
Wolfie?
Yeah, Wolfie. All right, you got that there. If you think that community college can't start you off in a great career, consider that Halle Berry, Tom Hanks, Arnold Schwarzenegger, and Brian Williams, the news dude, all started there. About 3 minutes till. 60% of people aged 70 or over in a survey by marketing communications firm Glen Devins says that advertising to their demographics is loaded with inaccurate stereotypes. 8% agreed with the portrayal of seniors in pharmaceutical ads. 15% agreed with the portrayal in financial services ads. 20% agreed with the portrayal of ads in senior living communities. The two major gripes? Seniors were portrayed as two extremes, either too good to be true, too active, too perky, too affluent, or too bad to be true. Stupid, sick, clueless, and feeble. Well, it depends on how you're doing compared with how they're portrayed. Sure. I mean, that's what we're talking about here. We understand that you might be offended by the way that they look or act in the ad, but that doesn't have to be you.
Sometimes I'm offended by the way I look.
Yeah.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates with zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Check out the new Kubota L3200F 32-horsepower tractor with power steering and 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for $13,595. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor and get a $1,000 cash rebate and pay only $12,595. That's a monthly payment of only $173. At Norma G. Tractor, you get zero down payment, you get 60 months interest-free, you get top dollar for your trade-ins, and you get free delivery. That's why Norma G. Tractor is known as a place to shop for all of your tractor, utility vehicle, and lawn equipment needs. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices, shop Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. See us at normangtractor.com, voted best of the Brazos for 11 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Hi, I'm David Schulte. At Schulte Roofing, we're not the best because we said it. We're the best because you did. Voted best roofing contractor in the Brazos Valley for 5 straight years and a proud member of the Better Business Bureau with an A-plus rating. Call us today and experience our award-winning service. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. This is kind of frightening. The average number of seconds a driver's eyes are off the road while they text, 4.6 seconds.
Oh, that doesn't surprise me a whole lot.
Well, and when you're going, 70 miles an hour, that's you're covering a lot of distance. So
one Piccadilly, two
Piccadilly. Yeah, right. Florida's newest college, it's Florida Polytechnical University, has built a beautiful library. A library.
Oh, that's nice.
That has no physical books. Oh. It is completely digital.
So what does that smell like?
That's an interesting thought. All right, let's see. On this date in history, the Soviet Union launched their first intercontinental ballistic missile. That didn't go well. That scares us. All right, we're back tomorrow. It's 9 o'clock. WTAW College Station Bryant.